And we're like,
and we're back.
No, what was it? And I saw you hit the record button. And Chris, you tried to trick me into saying something bad. And no, we're back.
I wasn't tricking nobody into saying nothing. You were just talking.
And my pronouns are LOL and cat.
Yes.
My pronouns are nine and gag.
Yeah.
My pronouns are college and humor.
My pronouns are E-bombs world.
Yeah. That's our funny or not.
Yeah. Oh, man. Rob Schneider. Hey, bro. I do get it, though. If you're in Tampa and you go to a Rob Schneider show, sure, he's saying all that stuff, but hey, you having a good time.
Yeah, what is he gonna bro. Say he's that? Gonna. He did 5 minutes in the middle where he just said lines from the hot chick.
Right.
With sugar around the rim, yum. Yeah. People were losing it.
Losing bro. It.
Well, yeah. People were losing their minds.
I think once you do a bunch of stuff, folks are like, oh, you did that thing? You're my favorite person in the world.
Yeah. Yeah. So you become an OG, bro.
Yeah. Can you believe we're seeing him from the movie?
Mm-hmm.
Here in Florida.
Yeah. But that happens with every
where
celebrity.
He lives now.
I spent like an hour watching a bunch of Instagram reels. Have y'all seen Shaq's generous gifts?
No.
It's just,
an anime.
Okay. Welcome to Anime Corner, you guys.
Starting off strong.
Yeah, we have a new isekai, Shaq's generous gifts. Oh, no. No, no. It's about Shaquille O'Neal, basketball player, you know, Krispy Kreme owner, actor, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Sweater, famous man known for his sweat, by the way.
Retired police chief.
Yeah, retired police chief, you know, active
sports
judo
commentator.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Sports commentator.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a whole YouTube, or not YouTube, but I guess they do have a YouTube too. But there's a whole Instagram page that's dedicated to he'll just be out randomly. And folks will be like, hey, you're Shaquille O'Neal. And then he'll buy them something.
Damn.
And that's his whole thing.
Do you think that's because everybody's shorter than him and it's kind of like a kid in the store being like, Dad, can I have this? Do you think it's the same biological?
Yeah, reflex? He's looking down. He's like, all right, let's get you some breaks. Yeah.
You can only spend $10.
Yeah, and it's like, bro, it's so wild because it's like those giveaway videos on YouTube. Everybody immediately starts crying, but it'll be folks who like clearly don't know who Shaq is. And then he'll be like, nah, you're a Shaquille O'Neal fan. They're like, sure? Yeah. It's like, all right, we are going to, you know.
Yeah, we just had this large man buy us a toaster.
Mm-hmm. Nah, literally, that was one of the videos. They're in a Home Depot. And he's just walking around, and there is a Hispanic woman and her mom and, like, their son. And he's like, hey, do you know who I am? And she's like, oh, my God, you're Shaquille O'Neal. Can I take a picture? And he's like, no, you can't take a picture, but what are y'all in here to buy? And she's like, yeah, we're just looking for a washing machine. We need one that's affordable. We're trying to get a dryer. We don't know if we can get both. And he's like, yeah, I'm going to buy y'all that washer and dryer. And then he's like, damn, I bet she's real happy. And the mom is just...
Oh, chilling. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
She's
yeah.
not fully understanding what's going on.
Yeah, literally. And the lady explains it to the mom, and the mom like looks like slightly happier, but she's mm-hmm. like doesn't know why this giant man is handing out washing machines and dryers. Yeah.
Do I have to fill out paperwork for the credit card? She thinks he works.
No, he's gonna help
I'm
us.
Gonna give it to you.
Yeah.
And you no payments for 12 months, zero APR.
Yeah, we do financing.
So what's your name again? Just in case I have to return it and bring it back to the Geek Squad. Just wanna make sure I know who to bring it back to. And they think Shaq works for Geek Squad.
Yeah. He's gonna help us carry it. Yeah. So yeah. I was watching that shit for like an hour and I'm like, dang, bro.
That's like, way too much time to be spending watching Shaq's gifts.
Nah, he was giving out a lot of gifts. Like, it'd be randomly he walk up on some kids.
The visual of you just keep scrolling. He can't be giving away more gifts. No way he's going to give out another gift. Fuck.
Yeah. There was one where he, like, came up to, like, some kids, like how the water boys would just be hanging out in the corner. He pulled up on some kids and was like, yo, y'all in school? And they was like, no. And he said, all right, here's $1,500. And they gave the kid some money and they drove off.
For not being in school? That's pretty cool. I like the lesson from there.
I don't know if it was supposed to get them back into school or
he was like, yeah, y'all boys, y'all learn it. Work in his head. In his head, he's like, they're going to say yes. And then I say, here's $1,500 for some books. And then when they said no, he's like, think on your feet, Chuck. Here's $1,500.
They still got to get it. Fuck.
Yeah. Hit the gas. Yes, oh, no. That is a very generous gift.
Yeah, no, yeah. Shit, I've dropped out for less than $1,500.
Yeah. Shit. Yeah.
They could buy a whole water cooler for that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, really step up their business model. If they're smart, they'll reinvest in the business because that's how you increase your gains is you reinvest in your business.
I would use it as branding. I would have called myself a Shaq water boy. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Started drawing yellow and purple all on the water bottles. Putting a little food coloring in them. You know what I mean?
What are the teams that Shaq played for? Was it just the Lakers or did he play for somebody else?
He was on the Magic and then went to the Lakers and then went to the Heat and then went to Boston. And I think he may have done 6 months in Phoenix.
Okay.
Like he was a gym. yeah, bro. He'd do a little bit in Phoenix. He was rough on him, but his family stood by.
I see you when I get out.
No, shout out Shaquille, like, man. It's like
the judge is giving you a generous gift, a second chance.
You won't regret this. I'm fully reformed.
I'm a changed man.
My name's Shaquille. Just a twist on my name is Earl. He's just going around doing good deeds.
Yeah. Oh, man.
He had a cartoon, too, right? Didn't he?
Maybe.
That'd be a problem, man. He had a
cartoon TV show for kids.
He had a rap album. I know that.
Yeah.
He has his own shoe.
Mm-hmm. Only he can wear it?
No, yeah. It's literally
he has, a shoe. Probably has a lot of shoes. Yeah.
It's literally a shoe brand that, and I appreciated it as a young Bigfoot man. It's a shoe brand that caters to the bigger sizes specifically because they don't make like cool shoes in them. So mm-hmm. Shaq's, like a regular shoe will start at like a 6, 7 and then go up. Shaq start at a 13 and they go to 26.
Jesus.
How many folks you think need those? I just feel like the number of folks that need plus, like, I feel like 16 plus, that's a very small window of people.
Yeah, it's a niche market for sure. I think they may have had some business troubles.
Not because they couldn't find clients, just because he wasn't paying the taxes.
Yeah.
You got to do what?
Yeah, I got to pay taxes on everything over a 15. Okay. Mm-hmm.
That's cool, though, man.
What does the government use the money on? Military industrial company. Yeah. That doesn't sound very generous at all. On this day, Shaq's heart is broken.
Yeah. I just like that he's doing the narration. What are you talking in the third person?
It was this day Shaq was defeated. I knew I should have gave those kids those $1,500 for not being in school.
The mom's still hand drying the clothes. She doesn't understand that it's a washer dryer.
Yeah.
Nice washer. Mom, it can dry the clothes. No.
That's awesome, man.
Bro, I'll say this, man. I really do think a lot of the time when you see things like that, like, you know, it'll be like a famous person walk up in a store and buy some shit for like a whole, like, or like when Drake went for that, what was it? God's Plan. Yeah. Song went to that store, just bought everybody's groceries. I don't think that stuff be real because that has never happened to anybody I know, and I know a lot of people. I know at least like 12 people.
Yeah,
and that is never, I've never heard, even like haphazardly, someone being like, man, my grandma was in the store the other day, and then you never, Harry Mandel came in there and bought everybody some jeans. Like, that has never happened before. And I feel like I would have heard something at some point, right? I feel like just, I would have heard offhanded somebody be like, man, I can't believe somebody came and bought it. I've heard a lot of folks talk about being scammed in the Walmart. I've heard a lot of those stories.
For sure.
You know, but never nobody getting something free unless they stole it.
Local celebrity, I guess. I know somebody who got the envelope from the Secret Santa.
What? The envelope from the Secret Santa?
Oh, it's not Secret Santa. Fuck. it is Santa. It is secret, but that's branded. That's not who I'm talking about. There's a dude who in Savannah around Christmas time would be dressed up like Santa, and he would just hand folks. He would put envelopes of money into people's carts for Christmas, but I can't remember. It wasn't Secret Santa. He just asked to be anonymous.
So
anonymous Santa. Yeah.
QAnon Santa. So he would just come up in a store dressed as Santa Claus, mm-hmm. and then drop off these unmarked envelopes of cash into people's buggies.
Yeah, but like real smooth. Not like, here you go. It's like,
damn, this guy was a villain, bro.
No, nah, bro. Yeah.
Do you think if somebody saw him, then he'd turn away? He'd turn around. Mommy, just, somebody's about to put money in your cart.
Like, fuck. He yanks it up. It's out of the store.
Yeah, he has to run away.
I've never heard of that at all.
Hold up.
Because I feel like if you walk into a store dressed as Santa Claus, people are going to take notice. Especially if somebody dressed as Santa is walking up on my buggy. And I just got this carton of milk. I'm going to be scared.
Yeah.
For anybody looking like Santa.
Not at Christmas.
Yeah.
You know?
Nah. He was just dropping off money in carts, but it was only the people like in the layaway lines and stuff. And folks was like, dang, you really is spreading the Christmas spirit. His whole thing was he just didn't want to get on the news and didn't want anyone to tell who he was. But he had a name.
Santa.
No, like a real name, like, you know, fucking like a Greg. But you know what I mean, like a fuck.
I've never heard about this guy, and I never lived in Savannah.
Nicholas.
What's his name? Kris Kringle.
That scene from the movie The Santa Claus where he says all the names of Santa Claus. Where he's in jail. Kris Kringle. Fuck, I can't remember all of them. That was one of them. Because the police keep asking Tim Allen who he is, and he just keeps saying Santa Claus, and they're like, come on, buddy. Give us your ID. And he's like,
he's just like, no, but I do know the names of people who are trafficking cocaine.
Yeah.
He's like, come on, give us your name, Tim Allen. He's like, nope. I can't tell you who's dealing drugs right now. Remember when he did that?
Oh, yeah. Big time.
And then he got Home Improvement.
Mm.
I think that's the order of events, right?
Sounds right, yeah. Shout out Tim Allen, man. Still on TV, I think.
Mm-hmm.
What's that show called?
Man
of the House.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got there at the same time, if not slightly quicker.
Yeah, I think I nailed it if we play it back. Yeah. Chris, adding a part where you slow both of our voices down right here.
No. I've watched a couple episodes, but you know, my parents.
Yeah, and right here.
It's pretty. It's
I don't
exactly
have that technology. See, I won. Yeah, I've watched a few episodes too, Evan, and it's
it's what you think it is, bro.
It's
like, you know, a daughter is like, ugh, Dad, can we please, you know, turn the thermostat down? And he's like, oh, come on, honey. I thought you said climate change was real. Yeah. People in the audience barking.
Whoa, nah, that's you a know? Good one. Yeah, what? They're doing the Tim the Tool Man. That,
I like, you know, I like that it's exactly what you think it's going to be.
That's
know?
Very fun.
What network is it on? Fox?
Fox, yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Do y'all have tools?
I got a hammer.
No, man. I don't.
No.
I mean, I have access to a hammer.
I got tools at work. Sometimes I'll borrow.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like I have, like, some tools, but not everything you would need.
Yeah,
like,
no,
we got nail, no hammer. You know what I mean? We got screw, no driver.
Yeah, I definitely don't have any tools that can fix anything, but I could definitely break some shit if that, I really wanted
literally,
to.
Literally, I was like, bro, I got a crowbar, and it's like, I don't know what that can fix, but I know I get into some shit with it.
Yeah. I got a tire iron.
I know that if I ever pass a deer that's been run over and I need to put it out of its misery, that's what the crowbar is for. I got a tire iron. The tire iron they put in my spare tire kit is not good, man.
Yeah.
It's, yeah, they're trying to make everything cheaper and smaller. It's like this fucking big. I tried to change my spare tire with it one time. You need like 1,000 tons of force. It doesn't. Oh. It's so small. I had to get another tire iron from somebody else's car.
Oh, wow.
It's so small, dude.
Are you sure it's the official tire iron for your car?
Definitely.
Okay. Because they'd be swapping stuff out.
Yeah. No, I mean, it fits right in there. There's a little hole for it and everything. Yeah. I mean, maybe, you know, it's made for much smaller people. I don't, mm-hmm. I don't know.
Were you going the right way or were you actually like tightening it up?
No. I was definitely going the right way. I'll show you after this. We can post a picture in the comments. But
yeah, Chris, can you post a picture right here?
No, that's not how audio works.
Right here. Yeah, Chris, see, you gotta see what Evan's talking about. Yeah.
Dude, it's so small. And there's not a lot of clearance to get under my car. I don't know. If I ever have to change the tire, I'm just going to fucking kill myself. It's really bad.
Dude, yeah. I tell you, as a person who had to change 3 tires over the course of this
past... you're like a fucking NASCAR pit stop. Chris changes the tire like no one ever seen.
At a certain point, I'm like, Chris, stop throwing the nails in front of your car and drive off, bro.
That shit is...
Chris handles business. Changing the fucking tire.
It's so annoying.
Were we on our way back from Augusta or something? And we were riding with you and the tire pops. And I was like, oh, God, we're going to be out here for a minute. Yeah. Chris didn't even turn the car off.
Yeah.
No. You want to know something that was really funny that I'm thinking about? I remember there was one time we all were at Skull. And I think Melanie was like crashing at you guys'
place. Remind me.
No,
the
I will.
Worst day of my fucking life.
Because I remember you guys were like, hey, man, I think we got a flat. And I pulled it up. I was like, oh, damn. All right, I can help you guys change this real quick. Did it about like 13 seconds. And then I left. And then I just see you guys text me like, damn, man, we got another flat. Yeah. I was like, oh, shit. I ain't much I can do about that one.
Mm-hmm. Girl, go up here on 2 fucking Maypops.
A Maypop. Yeah. Damn, that's a callback to them.
Yeah.
Real ATTPers now.
If you are and that's fan, yeah.
All right, right here, we're going to put it in a link.
Dream sequence.
Yeah, right here.
So Derek being like, it's called a Maypop because it's May. And us be like, no! No, that really fucked me up when you said that. I didn't know for my whole life what that meant.
Hey, wait. Well, first off, let me hold up. Welcome back, readers.
Hey!
Welcome to another episode of And That's the Crime Cast, where we're solving it. We thank you for the letters from last week. Thank you for the confessions from last week. Mm-hmm. The authorities are on their way. Sit tight. Yeah. Y'all boys getting locked up.
And again, if you guys... Please, we're still waiting for some of that reward money. If you want to send it to our Venmos, we have them in the description. Yeah. So feel free to send that money before you
hit intake and they take your cell phones away. Venmo the money straight to Chris Isabella.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
Yeah. No.
It's on our link tree.
Mm-hmm. It's been a minute, man.
Glad to be back, y'all.
Yeah, I feel like we missed a bunch.
Yeah,
we did. God, what's happened since the last episode?
It's been a week for you guys, but it's been 2 weeks for us.
Yeah.
No.
It's been a month. It's been so long. We went around when Barbenheimer dropped.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, we all went to there. Yeah. We went to the Barbenheimer movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We saw both them boys. Mm-hmm. Yeah. How could Barbie get away with this atrocity against humanity?
Yeah. Man, they had my man. What's his name? Cillian. Is it Cillian?
Cillian, yeah.
Yeah, Cillian Murphy, man. My man Nolan had him posted up with some interesting. My man was like, there was one scene where he's like, I think he's like talking to like Josh Hartman or whatever, his character. And he's just sitting on like the desk with like a pipe in his hand, just like, oh, like looking zesty as hell. just like, so you mean to tell me if we put this bomb together? It's like, no, you can't talk about bombs when you poke it up like this, huh?
Yeah, man. He's a small guy.
Mm-hmm.
he's a little guy.
Yeah.
I like that he was fucking though. You know, that's good.
Yeah, I didn't know that, man. I didn't know nerds can be fucking like that.
Yeah,
that's great.
Dog, y'all shoot my biopic. Hey, gratuitous. Yeah. Let the boys know. Yeah. I'm going to need one every 15. Yeah.
And my ex was also murdered by the FBI. Linda.
Yeah. Yes.
No. She didn't kill herself. We beat those allegations.
Yeah. The judge let me go. Not enough evidence.
I thought it was funny because I was expecting when he dropped like I'm destroyer words, whatever that quote is. I thought it was going to be like in like, you know, he's going to be in like some press conference, like, you know, being interviewed or whatever. No, man, he was just fucking.
Yeah.
When he dropped that line, he was just reading some Sanskrit. He's just like, now he's like, look at
about
me.
The fuck my girl Hereditary.
Yeah.
Or fuck.
I have become Oppenheimer, destroyer of pussy.
Yeah.
It was pretty sick. I was like, hell yeah, shout out. I had my man Josh Peck in there. For some reason.
Yeah. Josh Peck made the 4 second cameo just to get his face sweaty.
Do I gotta press the button, boss?
You work in the movies.
Yeah.
Exactly. You work at the movies, bro.
Press the butter.
I saw it in have you guys ever seen a movie on IMAX before?
Yes. Only two.
I think I saw Oppenheimer in IMAX.
I think when IMAX first came out, we saw it somewhere. It was on like a huge screen that you couldn't really even see all the way. But it was like not a movie. It was like a bunch of volcanoes exploding. It was pretty cool though.
That's like a Rent-A-Center lobby. They're doing the
Yeah, Shaq was there.
Did you come here to buy an IMAX?
Yeah, you see the color? No, they added more Shaq. Pixels. Yeah.
I know it's you. Get away from my buggy.
No.
But, other than that, it's funny that he wanted you to see it in IMAX.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just people. It's just people talking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's. I mean, because I watched it, I thought it looked cool, you know. But I was just like, I don't know what I'm supposed to be getting seeing it in IMAX right now. Yeah. I mean, besides it's just looking like huge.
Yeah,
you know,
it's also supposed to be like so high def that you get to see like the textures on clothing and stuff, so you really feel like you're there, like you appreciate.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, I don't feel like I was there. I feel like if I were there, Matt Fat Damon wasn't there. Yeah. I'm sorry, I'm taken out of it by fucking
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I'm taken out of it by fucking
there like, yeah, helping them get the bomb together, you're like, hold this.
I think if I went back in time and fucking Iron Man was there. Yeah. Getting mad at Albert Einstein, I'd be like, yo, what the fuck?
Yeah, I'm walking up to it. Tony, what did they do to you? Get your hands off me.
Bro, I'm not gonna lie though, when my man Albert was up in there, dude, the guy next to me, and yes, he did bring a fedora. The guy next to me started, he stood up and applauded.
I love that. It was.
Oh, yeah,
he did, yes.
That shit was so funny. Because he was the only one that did. And everybody was just like, what the fuck is going on?
Holy shit.
I was also in that theater. It wasn't the first time when he was standing by the lake. It was like when the first time he actually went and talked to Oppen. Like, maybe we were right about the bomb. The guy was like... like he'd seen it before on Friday and he came back to the Sunday show and just to see that part or something. Oh my god,
that was so that was cool, man.
My only gripe with it was we got our tickets late, so we had to sit super close to the screen.
Oh shit.
And yeah, the underneath you is that shit's wild. You're like, hey bro, get the fuck off me, dog.
Damn, like, that Florence Pugh and fucking Cillian Murphy just fucking on top of him.
You're gay, bro.
You're gay. It's like, damn, bro.
Oppenheimer, pause.
Bro. Yeah, pause Oppenheimer. You talking about dropping what? Two of the things.
What you dropping?
Yeah. I didn't love that part because it's like it also makes the conversations have a menacing tone when the angle is different. It's like, goddamn, you're like, nah, this is evil. Yeah. If I was an F6, I would have been,
You know, it's so crazy, man, because I definitely saw like. When I was getting the tickets for Oppenheimer, it was like all the seats were like kind of in the middle, like of the ones that were like taken or whatever. And there was this one seat that was like in like the like first three rows, like in front of the screen. There was like one seat just right there in the front. And I'm like, who the fuck is that dude? What is he getting out of this experience besides fucking neck pain? You know,
bro, pulling up, you know, hour one, minute 56. Yeah. Right on time.
Don't you dare press that button, Josh Peck.
I will say this. And again, it was my favorite part about it is how excited everyone was when the bomb went off. Like, folks was legit in there. Like,
bro, I was
like celebrating. And I was like, damn, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Because even though, you know, like it's awful what they did.
Yeah, what they did with it.
Yeah. I bet the first time the bomb worked, you're like, nah, you was pretty hyped around the office the next day. It's like,
damn, bro, we did a bunch of equations and shit. We made that. That's nuts.
Yeah. Nah, I'm going home telling my wife about it. Yeah, we blew it up.
I love that his wife in every single shot was just black the fuck out.
Yeah. Wasted.
Passed out.
Wasted. Yeah, she didn't even notice the bomb going off.
You're working on your bomb again tonight.
Oh, yeah, no. Robert. No late night at the lab, I assume. Oppenheimer.
He was he was like, why the fuck are you calling me Oppenheimer?
You know, you have a son.
And guess what? She points at her stomach. Good. There's another one on the way. That's right, I'm pregnant.
Just take two shots back to back.
One for me, one for them.
I'm fucking pregnant. Yeah. She's saying pregnant with a B.
I'm pregnant.
I'm pregnant.
Oh,
I'm
man.
Pregnant, Robert.
Oh, man. That shit was so fucking funny. Man. I didn't know, my man Oppenheimer was getting down like that, though. That was pretty crazy.
I bet he wasn't. He wasn't in there fucking.
Bro, Oppenheimer's really getting in like that?
Yeah, no, bro. Fucking math nerd. They was trying to make him seem so. He was like, nah, I'm going to poison my teacher and I'm going to fuck the first girl that walks up to me. No, not at all, bro.
I don't know, man. I mean, that's a killer pickup line. Like, you go out to the club, you're like, hey, girl. You know I made that atomic bomb, right? I can end all this shit right now.
Man become death, right?
They call me death, baby. I peed to skill the pussy.
Yeah, but also, she was making my man work too hard. If we were in the middle of sex, she got up, pulled a book off the shelf and was like, read the Sanskrit. It's like,
we done.
You are for real crazy.
Yeah. Nah, this was you're a lovely evening. We go get up out of here.
I'm a quick learner.
She was trying to explain it. She was like, no, read the actual thing. Girl, don't put my fucking book back.
That's why. Just in the middle of it too. It's like, yo, let me grab this real quick. I need to spice up the mood with some literature. That was funny though. It was a good time, man. I'll say this though. I did enjoy Barbie a lot more. I saw it later on that night after Oppenheimer. Because I wanted to do the whole... I feel like that's how you should... I think nowadays, that's how you should probably do a double feature. Folks that would, like, go see one movie, hop out, and then go see the other movie, that sounds crazy.
You don't really get to appreciate it. You need to sit with it.
Yeah. Because I was just like, yeah, I need some breathing room between these two. Because I feel like... I'm definitely glad that I went and saw Oppenheimer first. Because I feel like going to see Barbie and then Oppenheimer, like... Because Barbie was just very like, oh, yeah, you know, it's all positive and shit. And then you go see Oppenheimer, and it's just like, damn, man. We done made a bomb that could blow up the world and just kills innocent people for no reason. That's a bummer.
You know what's messed up? I legitimately think Oppenheimer wouldn't have made as much money as it did if it wasn't tied to Barbie on the same weekend, bro.
Yeah, probably.
And probably not.
And it was a great movie, but if that shit came out in, like, October.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that. I probably wouldn't have pulled up to it, honestly.
Yeah,
if it wasn't a part of that, But I'm glad I saw it.
That
was good.
They need to start doing that for every movie.
I never saw a Christopher Nolan movie before.
Yes, you have.
No, I haven't. Don't. The fuck you just say to Chris?
We watched Memento the other night.
Yeah.
I did not see Memento. I have not seen Memento.
We watched. Look, check your arm.
Oh, shit. What the fuck? You'll be hair captured by these two gentlemen, and yes, you did see Memento two nights ago. What the fuck? It was a pretty good movie. All right, I guess I liked it.
That's funny. Chris, you've seen Dark Knight?
No, I haven't.
Chris, man, come on, bro. You know you've seen The Dark Knight.
Yeah,
I haven't seen it. I didn't see Inception.
You saw Tenet.
Did not see Tenet.
That's funny.
I started Tenet.
Check your arm.
Check the other arm. So
what was that movie about?
I just looked
at another arm one.
I look at a bullet comes out of my arm in reverse or whatever. I think I did try watching Tenet at the house one time. I think me and Spencer watched it, but I think both of us were like drunk. And there was just that one scene in the movie where like the professor woman, she was in there. She was like, she's like, yeah, you know, it's a little complicated. Don't try to really think too hard about it. And I was just like, what are we doing here? This is the part where you're supposed to explain how all this is possible.
Yeah, I'm the dumb one. So,
yeah, you know.
Hey, figure out whatever y'all
listen,
got going
you need to talk to that man who does not have a name in this movie.
Yeah, man, I've never seen Tenet.
Christopher Nolan movies are pretty good. He can't not make hits. Every single movie he's made, fucking, you know, big success.
Yeah.
Dark Knight trilogy.
Yeah.
That's the only ones I've seen.
Yeah.
No, wait. I saw Inception for the first time this year. Shit was all right.
Okay.
It was a cultural phenomenon.
Chien.
I did think, I don't know. I think we grow and change so much with society, you know. Mm-hmm. I think at that specific moment in time, that blew our minds, you know.
Yeah.
When Inception came out,
2012.
God damn, really?
Yeah.
Fuck, that's crazy.
Is it?
I thought, are you sure?
Sure. Yeah, I'm willing to take that as fact. I can't wait to see
Inception.
Because I thought it was like early 2010.
Oh, yeah. What? Bro, I thought it was like 2014. Nah. Well, even better, 2010. I mean, before
I was in high school, man.
The internet. Yeah. We were
yeah, before the album, because of the internet. Yeah.
2010, before the internet, bro. People were like, oh my god, is it spinning or is it not really, you know? I don't know.
Yeah. No, I think
it really fucked with, it was also like we were all in college. Yeah. You know. Mm-hmm. I think when you're in college, you're like, right. Is this a dream?
I didn't see any of it. Yeah, I didn't rock with Ellen Page for a long time, so I didn't.
Elliot Page.
Jesus Christ.
Sorry, I didn't rock with Elliot Page. Time,
that's so. Why he didn't rock with it. No. Because he knew that she wasn't being honest with
no, himself. I rocked with however they chose to identify, with whatever name that they would lie. It was fine. I saw
Juno.
Yeah, no. No. Yeah, I hate Kick-ass? Teen pregnancy. Yeah.
Girl, you promote Derek seen the commercial for that movie? Ain't no fucking way. Yeah, no, yeah. Ain't no fucking way, Michael Cera. Yeah.
That's a movie?
I hate teen
pregnancy. See, that's what Hollywood try to do. They try to push that agenda.
Derek, you want to come over and watch 16 and Pregnant? Girl, I'll beat the shit out of you. Girl, I will hit you.
Oh, man.
Derek, why did you say that, dude?
I know you're joking, but almost. Drew back on you. I've talked about it before. It was stupid, but I saw, like, this movie that they were in, and it was just so traumatic. I was like, bro, nah. Never again. There used to be
Super? Was that her in Super? Him in Super?
Yes. It was some
Super was
it was some
scary,
horror
bro.
Channel that would drop the 100 scariest movies ever or most disturbing movies ever. And there was a movie she was in with they were in with Keanu Reeves, called Hard Candy.
Ooh, yeah.
I think I heard about this one.
Yeah, what is that? I feel like I watched that one.
It's just
is there a scene ago. Where
no, it's not no he, Keanu Reeves in Hard Knock. Sorry.
Yeah. That's the movie where he like coaches a baseball team or something.
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah.
Okay, I was about to say. I was like, all right. That is. I mean.
Oh yeah. No. I mean, just the description for this sounds satanic.
Yeah. I watched that and I did not know because like the only thing I knew about Elliot Page was they were in all the X-Men movies and I was like, hell yeah, bro.
Who are they in X-Men?
Kitty Pride. Yep. Yeah.
Okay.
Kitty Pride. I didn't watch any of the run through walls. That was their whole thing. Kitty Pride can walk through walls.
Mm-hmm.
And make other people walk through walls. Or
who's has he been anything as
Mystique
since Ellie?
Yeah. Who's?
I have no clue.
Vogue
magazine.
Yeah.
Men's Health.
Yeah, I don't think
that,
I,
like that's like a
I, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I don't think they've been in anything recently.
That's fucked up, Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think it's probably
just, my man.
Oh wait, no, fucking.
Oh wait,
Umbrella Squad season 3.
Yes.
Yeah.
What's that?
That's true.
Umbrella Squad. It's a graphic novel.
Gerard, My Chemical Romance made it.
There's a guy. He's a head of a man in the body of a gorilla.
Okay.
It got Mary J. Blige in it.
I heard it was good, man. Every time I've tried to watch it, I've been like,
well,
no.
Will Scott told me about it. He said it was good.
Yeah.
But he also read
I know
all
a lot
the
of people like it. I need to give it another chance.
Mm. But yeah, I saw that Hard Candy and then what they did to my man, who ended up being a bad man. So it's maybe he may have like just basically they like end up capturing a guy, torturing him, and then getting some castration going.
Right.
But he may have been a bad man, but the movie leaves it a little ambiguous. So you're like, goddamn, Juno, please do not do this to this man this long. And then, you know.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So then I didn't see any of those until I saw Inception this year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, movie.
Yeah. Okay. It was a different time, man.
Yeah.
Y'all ever seen that Audition? You haven't seen it?
It was Japanese lady?
Yeah. That was definitely on that 100 most disturbing.
It 100% was. Wait, does she have a man movie in a bag who's just kind of flailing around?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Awful. Mm. Awful. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a sewing needle going into an eyeball at one point, mm-hmm. for sure. That's all I remember, I think.
Yeah, no, there was another scene where she was like needling somebody's Achilles tendon.
Mm. Yeah.
Damn, that sounds hard.
Yeah, no. It was some rough stuff. So yeah, that's why now, like, y'all are like, Derek, why do you only watch animated movies? That's why. Nah, we watching Mitchell versus the Machines again.
Fucking phenomenal movie.
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah.
Such a good, I need to rewatch that, actually. Damn. Movie fucking fucks.
Yeah. We
that family animated movie fucked.
Dude, that's one of the best fucking movies I've ever seen.
It was a good time. I remember having fun watching it.
That's why. We've been going through a few of the new animated ones. We watched that Ruby Gillman. Fantastic, bro.
Yeah.
Which one is that?
I did want to peep that in theaters. I'm sad that I didn't get
Ruby Gillman Teenage Kraken. Yeah,
it looked fun.
Yeah. The villain is the mermaids, and specifically this new girl who's supposed to be like Ariel the mermaid.
Yeah. Mm.
But she's mean and like backstabby, and she keeps taking a bunch of pictures with her to show off like how pretty she is in comparison to her.
Mm-hmm. Damn.
Yeah. And she's kind of her friend, but not really. Which that seems I was about to.
And then I remember what happens. Ruby Gillman ties her up in a bag and starts to
and that shit was great.
Yeah.
Made me tear up. I was like, dang. I'm sorry, Ruby Gillman.
Damn.
Teenage Kraken.
She ain't even want to be a Kraken.
Fuck.
Her body started having all these changes when she hopped in the water for the first time.
Mm.
Yeah.
Damn. I've been there before.
Yeah. And it's great because only the ladies of the Kraken people, only they have these changes. All the dudes, they're just like, you guys just get a little bigger and hairier. But we have all these changes to our bodies that happen randomly. And the main dude character is her uncle, who's like, yeah, that's his whole thing. She's like, oh man, I'm a fucking monster. And he's like, nah.
Speaking of girl power, I also saw Barbie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really liked it.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You know, there was a bunch of Barbies.
Mm-hmm. I'm not familiar
dual
with
IPA.
Greta Gerwig's body of work. I know she did Lady Bird.
Never seen it.
Never saw Lady Bird.
And Little Women.
Yeah.
And I did not see Little Women, unfortunately.
Can I be honest with you guys? I haven't either. I've never told anybody that.
Is that a wild?
And I guess now tens of people know.
Is that a controversial statement?
All three women that listen to this podcast mm-hmm. has turned it off.
You ain't watch what? And click.
I heard they were good. I heard they were good.
I heard they were really good. Yeah.
I just haven't seen them. They didn't pop up on my radar. Nobody was ever like, you need to go see this.
Yeah.
You know? But I saw Barbie. And sure. I thought Barbie was pretty cool. That was great. It really just reinstated how much of a comedic gem Ryan Gosling is.
Ryan Gosling's best.
You know what's so crazy? Right before Barbie, maybe a week or two before, I rewatched The Nice Guys with him and Russell Crowe. And my man Unhinged.
Mm-hmm.
And man, he is so hilarious in that movie.
Dude, yeah. That movie fucking rocks.
It was, because I saw that in theaters. I remember
top
thinking,
10 movies,
I thought man. It was so good. I was like, why isn't nobody talking about this movie? And I rewatched it. I was like, he is such a funny person in this movie.
Yeah.
He's so goofy. There's at one point when they pull up to the porno party, and then he's trying to light a cigarette or some shit, and he falls off the balcony, and he just tries to light a cigarette and sees this dead dude next to him. God, it is so funny. He's just great. And then he crushes it as the Ken in this movie.
Yeah,
the entire time it was just like, man, I fuck with him. I get it. I fuck with the movement, Ken.
Yeah,
I get it. I mean, I get why it's bad for Barbie Land, but you know. I get why they didn't really fuck with it.
Yeah.
shout out Alan.
Mm-hmm.
My man Michael Cera's.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if there's any character I actually related to in the entire movie, it was definitely Michael Cera's asexual built ass. In there. I was just like, no, yeah, I get
you can
it.
Wear all Ken's clothes. I said that Michael Cera was going to all the previews and stuff in suits that were too big for him.
That's very funny.
Because he could wear the same clothes. People were speculating it was actually Ryan Gosling suits. Or
pretty
whatever.
Good. Pretty good bit.
Very funny.
Yeah. It was a good time, man. I really liked it. I thought this the entire production design was really... It felt like, you know, if you were going to pull up to a Barbie movie, this is what it was going to be. I think they knocked it out of the park.
Yeah, I think
Girls Rock.
I think Ryan Gosling's just the greatest.
Margot Robbie's pretty good too.
Yeah.
I love women.
I loved Margot Robbie in Wolf of Wall Street.
I loved her in Barbie. I love her in everything. I love her as a woman.
You know what? She was good in Babylon, which was a bad movie.
I did not watch that.
Babylon, it had a lot going on. It definitely didn't need to be as long as it was. But
once you go over 3 hours, I mean, as a filmmaker, as an editor, you have to be like, hey, what are we doing?
Yeah.
I don't think we edited enough. I think maybe we fucked up because this movie's 3.5 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we fucked up here.
Mm-hmm.
How do you not have that?
Yeah,
how you turn that final project in, you're like, yeah, no, the movie is 306.
The Joss boys work at all.
You're getting incomplete.
You know, people have to sit and watch this the entire time, right? You know,
people have lives and families, right? People have bladders.
I feel like, yeah, if you're going to make a 3-hour movie, you definitely get to make sure there's a lot going on. And there can't be any dead spots within a 3-hour movie.
Yeah, it's got to all feel necessary. Like Bo is Afraid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think Bo is Afraid, it was all necessary.
Mm-hmm. I like Bo is Afraid. I thought it was a really good movie. They probably could have chopped off a little bit of that whole him in the whole when it got all animated and stuff. They could have chopped that up a little bit. It slowed it down. I think they could have sped that up a little bit.
I will agree to disagree.
Well, I disagree with your agreement of the disagreement.
Well, check your arm. I mean, conceded to Evan's argument yesterday. No. Yeah, no. I don't. There's very few 3-hour movies that. We're good the whole way through.
Yeah, no, it's definitely, yeah. I think this, and it's unfortunate, but I just feel like nowadays as how people just are, asking folks to sit through a 3-hour movie is asking a lot, unless it's like something that's like.
Unless, well, we saw Talk to Me yesterday.
That was an hour and a half.
Talk to Me was an hour and a half.
And
look at how much they did.
Fuego. You will
love it.
There
was 15 scares a second. Mm-hmm. There was a whole goddamn A plot, B plot. There was Australian people. There was a girl. There was a they.
Mm-hmm. There was a hand.
There was the main characters was black.
Mm-hmm.
There was, you know, ghouls, goblins. There were wet ghouls.
Mm-hmm.
There was devil. There was possession. There was hand. Mm-hmm. I mean, they there did all was, that in 90 minutes. Like, what excuse do you have?
Yeah,
you
know? In 90 minutes, that's a lot.
Yeah. It was great. It was scene was fucking, you know, you miss 2 minutes, you're like, oh, I missed something. Mm-hmm. You know, you miss 15 minutes of fucking Beau's Afraid. You come back and you're like, well, you know, I guess, what did I miss? And the person you're with goes, shut up. Why did you fucking bring me here? You fucking piece of shit.
Yeah.
I want a fucking divorce.
Yeah.
I'm taking the kids to my sister.
All because you missed 2 minutes of a movie. I would say,
I walked, there was a point in Oppenheimer where I went to the bathroom and then I came back in and I was like, oh, great. I didn't feel like I missed anything about this.
Yeah,
I think it was like a point where like Matt Damon pulled up on Cillian Murphy at the.
Oh yeah, really school. Hard to describe what he would have missed in Oppenheimer.
Yeah,
yeah, they talked some more.
yeah, they were listening there just like oh blah, 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 science, U.S. government, and I'm just like, all right, y'all seem like y'all know what y'all talking about. I'll be right back. I will let y'all.
Y'all boys got it. Y'all discuss. I'm gonna get filled in later.
You ever been at a party when there's just like you're in a conversation with someone and they just start talking about like something that's so in depth about something you know zero about?
Oh, all
that's
the
what
time.
That's what Oppenheimer
Every
really was.
Room.
You'd be like, oh man, bomb, the war, Soviets,
covalent bonds.
Okay, yep. All right. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna go see what they're doing over here at Barbie real quick.
I'm gonna watch my husband's bathroom. I'm come back. But yeah, like, I'm right on it, bro. Yeah. I'm hopping right back in.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm balling.
yeah.
That's fine. Nah, man, but it was cool, man. It was great. I'm glad that the Barbenheimer thing happened. Because I feel like there hasn't been like a real event with movies.
Yeah, I haven't seen a fucking sold out movie theater since COVID.
Right.
Since maybe before.
And it's pretty cool. I think it was tight. I think like just something like that.
Maybe Top Gun. Sorry.
Yeah. But I think still though, I just think folks was pulling up to pulling up to the movie theater and seeing folks, like a lot of women dressed up in pink for Barbie and seeing a lot of like really tall, lanky, creepy looking ass dudes wearing fedoras for Oppenheimer.
Dressed like Slenderman.
Seen a whole bunch of Slenderman.
Yeah.
I saw one dude at the movie theater for Oppenheimer. He had a camera around his neck, like an old timey camera.
Oh, shit. It's like, damn, yeah, right?
The media is here.
Warehouse for this?
That, my guy's got on the extra read all
that. Hey, nah.
My man say looking real oppy outside. But I think I was sick, man. I think that was like really fucking cool, you know. And that was really tight, man. I think
about to sell some pictures of Spider-Man to the Daily Bugle.
Nah, for real. Bro.
That was great. Did you guys dress up for either one?
I dressed up for Barbie, not for Oppenheimer.
Yeah. No, you didn't. I think as a dude, you didn't have to dress up for Oppenheimer. You just had to look sad.
Mm-hmm.
You just got to come in there looking like...
You just had to come in with a notepad. This is how they did it.
Mm-hmm.
Ah.
I have become death. Just come in looking deathly.
Mm-hmm. I set off a firecracker in the theater. Now imagine that 1,000 times.
Yeah, they heard that. Chris Nolan heard that. He heard the I Am Become Death, and he's like, what actor looks like death? I got it. Yeah. My boy Cillian.
Yeah.
Caved in cheeks.
Got that Victorian
like
disease.
Yeah.
I think it's cool amongst all this, man. Finding out that Christopher Nolan is a big fan of the movie Talladega Nights. I saw like there was like some interview or like he like called into like this like podcast and they were like what's like your remote drop movie? Like what's a movie that you can find on TV that you come across that you're just like, I'm gonna just start watching this right now. And he's like, Talladega Nights.
Damn.
He's like, it's so funny every single time. And I'm like, that's great. I like that like one of these auteurs in like cinema is like a Will Ferrell does silly comedy with John C. Reilly.
And
it's great.
And Sacha Baron Cohen.
Mm-hmm.
He's in that. He kills in that movie.
Really
dude.
Good. Really good antagonist. Mm-hmm.
Really good gay Frenchman.
Mm-hmm.
Monsieur Bobby. Say you like crepes. You could say maybe you like a thin pancake.
Don't do it, Richard.
Yeah. Breaks his arm.
He just breaks his snaps his fucking arm. He's like, I'm sorry. I gave him everything. I gave him every single way.
Yeah, I watched it not long ago and I was still just blown away. Sacha Baron Cohen's fucking
He's good.
He's the great man.
Yeah, man. Man, I watched Bruno with my mom.
Oh yeah,
bro. Oh my god, that movie is so. I was honestly surprised by how much my mom was laughing at the movie because of how outrageous the movie is.
It's insane, dude.
Dude, when he. There's this scene in the movie where he pulls up to these like the heads of some like terrorist organizations over in like Sutter as Bruno, and he's just like, oh he has like this beard, it makes him look like this like a blah 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 or whatever.
Like a dirty magician.
Yeah,
Saddam Hussein. Saddam Hussein looks like a filthy wizard.
Yeah, and they were just like, they need to leave right now.
He said, you gotta leave right now.
Yeah, it's like oh man, God, that was so. Oh man, such a great movie, and just the climax of that movie, just knowing that they had to shoot that twice because the first time, like literally, they had to like sneak them out of the building they got fucking murdered by all those fucking folks in
wrestling
the building.
Fans.
Oh man,
God, yeah, that yeah, dude, the movie's. Fucking nuts.
Yeah, man. Shout out Sacha Baron Cohen.
He gets a focus group full of people and just shows him a dick spinning around.
And just his agent just being like, I can't do
that. I think whoever made this piece of crap should be in jail. Yeah, dude. Oh, man. He didn't watch that. That show he did a few years ago on Showtime or whatever.
Who is America?
Who is America?
That was great, man. It sucks that like the one interview that they had with Sarah Palin, they couldn't drop.
Damn.
I remember that was like the whole thing. They were like, they had like all, because they were pranking all the like, who was it? Like all those like people that were like running or whatever.
Yeah.
Or like talking about politics or whatever. And they had one with Sarah Palin, but like Sarah Palin's people got them to like pull it.
That's fucked up. I mean, she said something insane.
Of course, yeah. But they had the one Georgia House representative just screaming the N-word. Which I'm like, all right, cool. They got one of them. he resigned.
So what did Sarah Palin do?
Yeah, exactly. My man. I forget because it was just because Sacha Baron Cohen is like, he's like a defensive like guy. He's like, he's teaching his class or like how to be defensive against terrorists or whatever. And he's talking to the guy. He's just like, what's like the quickest way you would have to get attention in like a terrorist situation? And the guy just starts yelling at him. which I would say is a quick way to get some attention.
That's right. You're going to get some eyes immediately. We got to find where that came from.
I'm not trying to apologize for his actions, but I'm like, that is a very quick way. If somebody started yelling at a Walmart, eyes are darting immediately. Yeah. I'm like, who the fuck?
Nah, let's get a pedal wherever that is.
But my guy didn't say fire. My guy didn't say bomb.
It's a gun. Like, you know what I mean? Yo.
Oh man, Who Is America was fucking. Oh, that was. That's honestly, I think that's worth the rewatch. RIP, the representative of Georgia. Well, fellas, who do we think did it?
Yeah. Hey guys, we laid out all the facts. Don't worry. Step by step, hell, you can draw a line to the killer.
Yeah. I feel like we kind of, you know.
I'll give you a hint, viewers. He said that he becomes deaf.
You guys think it was Oppenheimer? You think it was some of Shaq's generous gifts that he gave out?
Generous? Was it the unnamed Santa?
Yeah.
Who didn't want anyone knowing who he
was? Was it Barbie?
Yeah. Was it Barbara?
Was it Ken? Was it Black Ken?
You have a wait. Well, what are y'all on this week?
I ain't no nothing, man. By the time this comes out, man, I'll probably be dead. And I hear, if you guys are hearing this is my 13th reason.
If y'all are hearing this, Chris just learned how to split the atom.
I think I'm on the roll call competition.
Ooh, that's fun.
Or something.
Yeah, a ultimate comedy competition at Roll Call Theater. Where'd it go? I don't know why I say it like that, but that's pretty cool.
But I'll probably also be dead by then.
Oh, yeah. We're doing talk about it next episode, but
is that correct? The Buteco show on the 18th or the 11th?
No, the 18th.
Oh, so it's the 11th.
Buteco.
Another, right?
9/11.
I'm asking you, Derek. You organize this, mm-hmm. So I'm just trying to make sure so I can change this. If it's not correct.
I was thinking stand-up, but
I'm just trying to plug any event. I don't have anything else going on.
Yeah,
I'm looking at my calendar, and, bro, it is dry.
The 11th. Oh, wait. We didn't ask how Savannah was also. You're supposed to talk about that.
Was it?
We can do that next time, though.
Oh, yes.
Yes, the 11th.
Okay, cool. Yes, so the 11th of August, which is next week when this episode comes out.
Next week, Friday.
There'll be a DJ party at Buteco Grand Park. Okay. You're doing a great job of selling this, Derek. Appreciate that. This is your event.
I'm not booked.
Okay.
Yeah, Chris.
Fair. Very fair. Okay. I was asking you for all the information. You kind of left me.
You tell the folks for the event that you're on.
The 17th of August, I'm gonna be at the JPEG Mafia and Danny Brown show. Mm-hmm. Scaring those.
Mm-hmm. Very cool.
I will be at that also.
It's gonna be fun. I will try and find as many drugs as I can on the ground and do every single one of them.
I already have drugs for that, so I'm gonna be having a blast.
I'm gonna be in there definitely petrifying some of the harlots in the room.
You think, but it's gonna be at least 10 dudes in there who are for real scared of like a radius of terror.
I feel like a good bit of the women that are going to be at that show are going to be...
They're going to be scaring the dudes.
They're going to be scaring the dudes. Yeah.
Like, girl, did you wear a full set of bat wings?
Scaring the bros.
Yeah.
Stop scaring the bros. Yeah. It's me, Danny Brown. Mm-hmm. I got that Molly in my anus. Mm-hmm. Over at Doritos.
Yeah. Still fucking with the freak hoes. August 9th, we at Village Theater. We're bringing In Person Live. It's the spiritual successor to, you know, Ladies Night.
Woo!
The old sketch and stand-up show. But yeah, August 9th, Limelight Theater, originally known as Village Theater. We
love a rebrand.
Y'all should pull up. It's sketches. It's stand-up. I will be there.
I just learned where the Roll Call show is, so...
Oh, it's that spot. Yeah. Nice. That's great because
they're also doing it.
Because,
They're using that for a bunch of stuff.
Oh, okay, cool. Okay.
And then, and yours? Mine's 8:10. You said yours is 8:11?
Yeah. Yeah, no. You just said that.
So 8:09 is... Sorry.
8:09. Oh, okay.
8:09 is In-Person Live.
I'm like, oh, damn, Derek. They double booked us, buddy.
No, 8:09 is In-Person Live. 8:11, Buteco Boogie. Refer back to what Chris said for all the details. 8:12, we are having Don't Tell Savannah, doubleheader at starring 7 and 9 p.m. Savannah, Georgia.
If you want to know where it's at, you got to buy a ticket.
You have got to buy a ticket. I literally want to let you know, but they erase the address from my brain every 24 hours until the show.
Damn. Well, seems like that's still long enough to kind of remember, but I guess whatever.
A day to commit it to long-term memory? Nah. And then we hit the skull August 13th for the Best of Atlanta and the graduation show. If one of y'all boys want to pull up and do a set.
You ain't got nothing going on.
Yeah. I pull up, be like, hey guys. Just keep it up.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be the weird little dude.
Mm-hmm.
That's my only advice.
Yeah.
You want to make it in comedy? Don't be the weird little guy.
Mm-hmm. Or if you are, you know, be weird to the right people.
Yeah.
Well, guys, I guess at the end of the day.
You just fart?
I told you I'd be dead.
All right, y'all. I think case dismissed.
Yeah. All right. We'll
be
on next week. And that's the podcast.
Don't press that button, Chris.